Joining us this afternoon on the telephone is the president and CEO of the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce and the treasurer of the local CIB managing the convention center project. It is our multi-threat player here on a Monday. It's our great friend Eric Spoonmore. Good afternoon, buddy. How are you?
Glass, I'm doing great. How are you, my friend?
Well, I hope you got some rest over the weekend, because after seeing all of the social media fun stuff from the Showcase Bloomington on Thursday, well, that looked exhausting. You had a 77-degree weather, four bands, food truck, giveaway, all the fun stuff. You know how I know it was a nice night? Because I was at Winslow from 6:30 to 9:30, so I know it was a gorgeous night to be outside watching a little baseball. That was a big way to wrap up the month of May, and we got a bunch of things going on here in the month of June, buddy. I hope you put your feet up during that rainstorm on Saturday.
Yeah, it was. You know, the Showcase Bloomington event was just absolutely phenomenal. I mean, the business community came out, the community and all of the residents. We're estimating about 1,700 people there for the event between 5 and 8 p.m. at Switchyard Park Pavilion. It was just, you know, the beautiful weather. We couldn't have asked for a better day of weather for that event. And it was just so fun to see the community celebrating all the things that make Bloomington such a special place. And, of course, a big part of that is our business community. You know, we've got some wonderful locally owned businesses here, and people like to support those local businesses. And so when we have opportunities to do that and really allow them to shine and showcase them to the community, we enjoy it. So we had a fun time, and we'll look forward to doing that again next year. But in the meantime, we've got more big programs and events coming up, and no rest for the weary, right?
So. No rest for the wicked, no rest for the weary, and no rest for anybody in any way, shape, or form in between. I don't even know where we start. Well, you know what we're going to do? I'll just throw them at you, and I know you're ready for everything. You can serve and volley. We can play from the baseline. It doesn't matter. You can handle all this. But one of the great things the Chamber does throughout the year is recognizes people in our community, in different groups of people. We just had the First Responder Awards. I know that's not the right title. We just did that a while ago. But now you're looking for Women Excel Bloomington. Nominate for all of that, and that will be your 14th annual time of doing it. So this is another a big deal coming up. Tell me all about it.
Yeah, so this is what we call our Web Awards, the Women Excel Bloomington Awards, and we are accepting nominations for women leaders in the community through July 1st, so that'll be the deadline to get those in. So if any listeners out there know of outstanding women leaders who are deserving of community recognition for their leadership in the community, go to our website, chamberbloomington.org, find the nomination form there and submit it. We want as many nominations as we can get. We've been doing this, like you said, 14 years, and this is one of our signature events that we do every year, and it's, I think, really unique to Bloomington. We value women leadership, and our Bloomington Women in Leadership program is a great way for women to form bonds and a network of mentoring each other here in the community as they kind of navigate their leadership careers. And so that has been a phenomenal success for us as well, too. All the programming that we do through, we call it BWIL, Bloomington Women in Leadership, and that's in many cases open to all in the community. So if any of the community women out there would like to participate in these programs, check us out online. If you've got a good woman to nominate for their leadership service in the community, please do so. We want as many nominations as we can get for the Web Awards that we'll be doing later in July. And I believe that event will be at, it's hard to keep track of.
That's going to be
the Hinkie Hall of Champions, yeah.
And that's going to be later down the road. So let's get those nominations in first. Eric, who's available here? Is this just for the business community, nonprofits? Who are you looking for here?
Anybody. This is a community recognition event, so you do not have to be a chamber member to win a Women Excel Bloomington Award. You know, this is really the chamber wanting to acknowledge and recognize community leaders who are women for all the contributions that they're making in their careers and in the community. And so don't necessarily have to be a chamber member. You can be a chamber member, but we welcome all for this particular event.
Eric Spoonmore is the president and CEO of the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce. He joins us every other Monday, and we keep up on all the great things that are going on. And while we're nominating folks, well, let's nominate some educators as well, because the Success School is looking for nominations for the 2024 Educator of the Year Award. So, again, recognizing people in our community doing great things, that's a big deal. And here's another great way to get people recognized for making Bloomington a fantastic place.
And you can't find people who contribute more. It's going to be hard to name than the educators in our community. We have such great teachers, such great educators working at our school systems, training our young students to become good, responsible adults. And that's what we love to see, and we love to see those commitments from our teachers and educators and the sacrifices that they make for our kids every day. And so this, again, is another opportunity that the Chamber likes to take to recognize those contributions in our community, the way that they're helping to shape and change lives through their teaching. And it's you know, very important and very much valued here at the Chamber of Commerce and in the community. So we'll be bestowing these awards at our annual meeting in September. And so we'll have a big stage for the Educators of the Year to be there. Gosh, at that annual meeting, we'll have over 600 people in the business community. And that's going to be an evening event this year. We're kind of changing things around a little bit. It's going to be a nice evening event over at the convention center. And
how are you going to fit 600 people in there?
It'll be like sardines. That's why we need a bigger convention center, right?
I agree with that. We'll get into the convention center talk here in just a moment. But Eric Spoonmore is the president and CEO of the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce. You can download their app to see all the great things that are going on. Follow them on social media. And all these great things that you guys have been doing and improving on, you and your great staff, well, you've been recognized as a semifinalist for the ICEA 2024 Chamber of the Year in Innovation Excellence Awards. Well, how'd you get all the way up there, buddy? Great. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, and I think it's just a real testament to our wonderful team, all of the great volunteers at the Chamber. You know, we've only got 6 full-time staff members here, and we do a lot of programming, a lot of events throughout the year, and that's an awful lot of work for 6 folks to do. So we have a great reliance on our dedicated and devoted volunteers in the Chamber. We appreciate all their contributions. And we've got great members. I mean, that's what it's really all about, is our members and their leadership. And so I am so proud for our team, so proud for our members, that we've been recognized by the Indiana Chamber Executives Association as one of the finalists for the Outstanding Chamber of Commerce of the Year in the state of Indiana, along with some of the other innovation awards as well, too. So we will keep our fingers crossed for the big award. We've got some very stiff and tough competition out there that we're up against this year. So hopefully all the stars will align. We'll keep our fingers crossed and get the big award.
Well, you're gonna have to play. Well, yeah, you're gonna have to. You're gonna have to play every down. You're gonna have to give 110%. Yeah, you're gonna be in there. Is it just great to be nominated for this, Eric? I mean, we all want to win. Don't get me wrong, but how important?
Right.
Well, how important is it just to draw the spotlight on you just being nominated for this award?
Well, we appreciate. We appreciate that for sure. And there is, in my mind, there is no greater reward than being recognized by your peers for a job well done. And so that's how we kind of view this. And we're really proud of it. And it's, like I said, a real testament to the work of our team. They are terrific, working late nights, early mornings, weekends, all because of their dedication to our members and to the Chamber. And so, once in a while you get really, really lucky to work with a team like that. And, I just kind of thank my lucky stars every day I wake up and that I get to work with these awesome people. And, we'll see what happens next week when they make the awards at the annual conference for the ICEA. But you know, win or lose, we're going to keep doing what we do here, and that's taking good care of our members, trying to improve the quality of life in Bloomington through a thriving business environment, and trying to lead the way as a community leader. We've been here in Bloomington for 108 years, and we're not stopping anytime soon.
No, and I can tell by looking at your Facebook page, you're introducing a new member to the community about every other day who are joining in and want to be a part of it, and that's a busy deal. Where's your big party at next Thursday the 13th?
Thursday the 13th, what do we got going on?
That's your big, that's where the big, your award presentation, if you win this thing.
Oh, yes. So that will be in Madison, Indiana.
Madison, Indiana, okay.
They're having the, they try to switch around to all of the.
Yeah, see, I just assumed Indianapolis like a dope, but that's.
Yep. So they, you know, it's nice. They've had these in Bloomington before. They've had these conferences in different cities around the state. So it's nice to, you know, go and check out other communities and talk to their chambers and get good ideas and network and all of that stuff. So it's always a rewarding conference and trip to make just for the networking aspects of it too. A lot of ideas and knowledge sharing happening there, and we'll bring all that back and continue to improve here.
Eric Spoonmore is our guest, the president and CEO of the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce. And it's time for the dumb question portion of the program. How many spots do you have left in your golf outing for later this month?
Gosh, we were just in our staff meeting before I
one?
Got on the phone with
one
you.
One half?
I think we've got two left.
Okay.
At this point, and those will certainly go by the time we get to the 20th. And we're looking forward to the annual outing of the Chamber of Commerce this year. We're doing it at the beautiful Bloomington Country Club. It's always a great place for a round of golf to go out and have a good time. So looking forward to that. Got a few little sponsorship opportunities that are still remaining out there. So if there's any members that are listening that would like to get involved with the Chambers Golf Outing, give us a shout. We'd be more than happy to work with you on that. But it's always a good time, always a lot of fun, and summer, and it's just a great time here with the Chamber when we get to do some of these events outside.
1 o'clock shotgun start, too. That's an afternoon killer, folks. We love it. We absolutely love those. So moving to the evening times. Oh, it's all right sometimes to start a little earlier, but 1 o'clock's a good time. You can work in the morning, go play golf without any guilt, and have a great time into the evening for the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce. Okay, let's plant the seed for business after hours on the 26th. That's Hanke Hall in the month of June, isn't it? I think I have that
it
right.
Is, yeah.
So that I know that's a while from now, but we want everybody. Well, who's everybody's busy? You're going to have Father's Day running in here. My daughter has a birthday. You got the Reds to pay attention. Then all of a sudden, wha-bam, there's business after hours. So we want to make sure that everybody has that on their calendar.
Well, and let's not forget about those Indiana Fever games that everyone's watching.
We got to fix the Fever. We got to
fix that.
We
got to
fix the Fever.
They're going to be all right. Just give them a little bit of time to get
to marinate. That's right.
That's right. But, yeah, we've got so this business after hours is going to probably be our biggest one of the year. This is our Member Appreciation Week celebration. And this will be kind of the crescendo of that Member Appreciation Week, and it's presented by First Financial Bank. Our great friends over there, Steve Dirk and company, have been such great partners to the Chamber, and they're going to be hosting this one for us at Hanke Hall of Champions. So if you're a Chamber member, this is one you don't want to miss. If you haven't been to a business after hours in a while, this is one to get to. We'll have well over a couple hundred people at this event. It'll be a lot of fun, and it's just a great time to celebrate our members and celebrate all the work in the community that the Chamber's doing. So be sure to mark your calendars. Wednesday, June 26th, we'll be out at Hanke Hall of Champions. Plenty of parking overlooking the beautiful Indiana Memorial Stadium football field there. From 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday, June 26th.
Yeah, you can see the new student section right outside
those
windows.
Yeah, it'll be right outside there. Yeah.
That's going to be interesting because I know you've got some friends and I've got some friends that sit in that section, so I haven't heard the takes just yet, but that's not bacon I hear sizzling. There will be some sizzling hot takes, I know. On
Well, we've been moved to a different
section. Oh, you were up there too?
Yeah.
Okay. I hope you were moved over and down. I think that's what they were Trying to do it there. All right.
So that's all good. You know, we just love going to the football games.
Get you a little shade in the late afternoon. That's not terrible.
We'll get a little bit more shade over there, I think. So I appreciate it.
But you'll
that.
Be with the unwashed masses like me and my family. So, again, we'll, you can handle it. You're tough. But all joking aside, the CIB project is busy. You have a meeting tomorrow with, I believe, potential contractors. We've had some city-county things here recently as well. What can you fill me in with, Eric?
Yeah, so we do have a meeting tomorrow, June 4th, and that is going to be several hours worth of interviews with the three firms that were recommended to interview for the construction manager as constructor of the project. So this would be the firm that actually constructs the new facility. So it's a big deal. We want to make sure that we feel comfortable with whoever is selected. And so we'll be doing those three interviews. And they're all public meetings. They'll be held at the convention center beginning at 9 a.m. tomorrow. We've allocated about an hour each for each of those firms. We've got Weddle Brothers, we've got F.A. Wilhelm, and we have Shiel Sexton.
Well, that's some heavy hitters there.
Yeah.
We're not reinventing the wheel here. You're bringing in the best to do what you perceive to be the best.
Yeah, all extremely qualified firms, and so we were really pleased with the list of construction managers that had submitted to that request for proposal that we sent out, and we kind of narrowed it down to those as the short list that we'll be interviewing tomorrow. And then, yeah, you mentioned the city council had they've got a draft letter that they're working on that they had kind of shared with the county officials with 20 different criterion that I think they refer to them as recommended expectations or something to that effect. So, and it's kind of concerning design and partnership and how the process is going to look going forward and how the city will work with the Capital Improvement Board. So we're looking forward to receiving the final draft of that letter. And
will that be made public whenever that is? Obviously should be, right?
Yeah, and I think the draft letter is out there public on the city's website and their city council meeting section where you can view the packet. It's in the upcoming meeting packet. But it's a pretty thorough letter with that I think captures a lot of the preferences that city council members had for this project. And you know, it'll be interesting to see how, you know, much it will cost to do some of these things that they're asking for. But, you know, those are all things we'll work through and try to get the best possible facility that we can that can meet the maximum number of goals. I think, you know, anytime you have a major project or, you know, making any kind of major significant decision for a community, you can never achieve 100% of the goals. You might be able to get 90% there, but you know, and we just have to be okay with saying that, you know, gosh, we wish we could do this, but the resources only allow us to get 90% there, and you know, that's sometimes that's the best compromise and the best outcome. So we'll work as hard as we can to reach every single goal for the project, but you know, we have to have kind of an open mind and recognize going into it that it may be difficult to get every single goal that every single person has.
Well, it's impossible. So I mean, I'll just tell everybody right now. You won't. I'll tell. It's not happening. It's a compromise, and that's what it's going to be. And if we had $300 million, maybe we would fill the list, but we don't. So
right.
That's how it's going
to
work.
We have to be comfortable with that word compromise too. I feel like. And, you know, whether it's politics or even in, you know, the workplace or wherever it may be, that word compromise has become kind of a dirty word that, you know, you
lost is what it sounds like. That's a complete misunderstanding of that term wholeheartedly.
Right. And when you have a good compromise, not everybody is going to get everything that they want, but they're not going to lose everything either. And it's so oftentimes that's the best interest of all parties involved is when you have a good quality compromise that you can agree on And that's, I think, what we've got to be looking for here. That's what the goal needs to be.
I agree. We can't wait for perfect. We cannot. We can settle for really good, and I think that cannot be lost on everybody. Okay, tell me about the new website quickly, and I'll let you get back to work. Thanks for your time today, buddy. That's been awesome.
The new Capital Improvement Board website.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was, we were kicking around some ideas for the Capital Improvement Board, and obviously one of the big goals that we had was, you know, being transparent to the public and making sure that all of our meeting information and documents and decision-making criteria and all of that stuff is available to the public for public examination at any point. And we were talking about, well, you know, how much is it going to cost to create a website? And it was... You know, these things can get up there in cost pretty quickly. And one of our great board members, Jay Bear, he said, look, I can do this for free by using ChatGPT. I'll just, you know, plug in the inputs, and the artificial intelligence through ChatGPT will build us a website.
There you go.
It's not going to be, a real sophisticated, fancy, flashy website.
It needs to be informational. That's it.
It'll give us all the information we need. And so we did that. And I'll tell you what, we saved the taxpayers $20,000, $30,000
wow.
with these website costs a lot of times just by doing a quick input into ChatGPT. Got all the information in there, and so it's MonroeCIB.com. You can go to that website and get all the information. Like I said, it's not a real fancy, flashy website, but it has everything you need to stay on top of what the Capital Improvement Board is doing with the taxpayers' funding through the food and beverage tax and with this project.
Yeah, so. Meetings and news and resources
yep.
and all the stuff there. It's transparent, so you can get up and use it. All right, buddy, great job as always. We'll talk to you in 2 Mondays after your next CIB meeting. That comes up Wednesday on June 12th. So we'll hear about that, all the construction stuff and all the fun things. Obviously, get ready for the golf scramble and business after hours with the chamber side as well. I always appreciate your time, Eric. I know how busy you are, and I thank you. Thank you, and so do our listeners.
Thank you, Glass.